Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Telefónica, O2.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2 is briefed on Nokia's legal action against Geely over alleged infringements on four key 5G patents, with claims of unfair licensing practices and a potential resolution before 2025. O2 has launched a limited-time flash sale for its mobile unlimited Max Flex contract, offering reduced prices and connection fees until 29th of June. And an analysis of the Oberpfalz region shows that while urban areas enjoy near-complete 2G, 4G, and mostly 5G coverage, O2 faces notable challenges in rural segments compared to its competitors.
In today's top news, O2 Telefónica is briefed on an article from Weibo.de detailing legal proceedings between Nokia and the Chinese automotive group Geely. The article explains that Nokia, a Finnish mobile equipment manufacturer, has filed lawsuits at both the European Unified Patent Court and the Munich Regional Court, accusing Geely of violating four patents that are essential to the 5G mobile standard and increasingly important for connected vehicles. According to Weibo.de, a Nokia spokesperson stated that Geely rejected several fair licensing offers, thereby gaining an unfair competitive advantage over two other Chinese competitors who had amicably agreed to Nokia's licensing terms. The report also highlights that although brands such as Volvo and Polestar under Geely have secured licenses through the platform Avanci, other Geely-associated marquees including Link, Zeekr, Geely EX5, Geely Geometry, and the London Electric Vehicle Company are involved in these contentious issues. Furthermore, industry expert Florian Muller, cited by Weibo.de, anticipates that a resolution could come relatively soon, noting that Geely, which is rapidly expanding in Europe, may face significant challenges if more license agreements are not reached by 2025, a situation that echoes similar litigation trends seen with other automotive and technology companies.
The first topic covers a promotional flash sale by O2 Telefónica, as reported by Teltarif.de. In this article, O2 Telefónica launches a flash sale for the O2 Mobile Unlimited Max Flex contract, available until 29th of June. This offer features a genuine flat rate tariff for calls, SMS, and mobile internet at a reduced price of €29.99 per month instead of the usual €59.99 per month. Additionally, the sale includes a significantly reduced connection fee of €9.99 instead of €39.99 when the contract is concluded during the promotional period. The offer is available for both a flexible one-month minimum term and a two-year contract, with the latter having a higher connection fee. The article further details additional promotions for the O2 Mobile Unlimited Smart and O2 Mobile Unlimited On-Demand tariffs, each providing different data speeds and pricing structures. This comprehensive promotion is positioned as a competitive opportunity for consumers looking to secure a contract with impressive data speeds, including access to 5G and LTE 5G Max connectivity.
Transitioning to the second topic, the coverage and performance of mobile networks in the Oberpfalz region is examined in an article by Der Neue Tag. The article discusses the evaluation of network availability in both urban and rural areas based on data from the Federal Broadband Atlas. It highlights that cities such as Amberg, Regensburg, and Weiden enjoy nearly complete coverage with 2G, 4G, and in most cases 5G services, while rural districts show a slight decline in 5G coverage, especially in districts like Cham and Neustadt WN. The report further compares the network performance of major providers, where Telecom leads, followed by Vodafone, with O2 Telefónica trailing behind in terms of overall coverage. Specific weaknesses are noted, such as in rural segments, along certain railway routes, and on local roads, demonstrating that while household coverage remains high, there are noticeable gaps in mobile network availability for O2 Telefónica when compared to its competitors. This detailed analysis provides a factual account of the current state of mobile connectivity in the region.
In today's competitor update, O2 Telefónica observes that significant operational challenges continue to affect Vodafone. The telecomhandle.de reports on an ongoing system outage at Vodafone following a cyber attack on an external login service provider. Initially communicated to have begun on 18th of July, it has since been clarified that the disruption started on 30th of June, affecting the SalesWorld platform and extending its impact to other essential tools. According to the article in telecomhandle.de, partners have experienced interruptions in accessing tools for remote activation of business customers, managing phone numbers, and placing orders for advertising materials, as well as issues with accessing training content, target agreements, cancellation lists, and document templates. The publication notes that while Vodafone has confirmed that customer data is not compromised, the delayed and insufficient crisis communication has led to growing frustration among both small and larger partners, with some even reporting measurable revenue losses and financial damage amounting to several thousand euros. Furthermore, the article highlights the conflicting point of view among partners where some have managed to cope through phone or email support, while others feel abandoned, particularly those who rely heavily on the affected digital systems. O2. Telefonica takes note of the differing assessments and the overall negative sentiment expressed by several partners about the ongoing challenges and lack of transparency. This development is crucial as it underscores the importance of reliable digital infrastructure and clear communication in maintaining strong market operations. The careful documentation by telecomhandle.de offers a detailed insight into the severity of the outage and its broader implications on Vodafone's customer and partner relationships.
The article from telecomhandle.de titled "Freenet TV reagiert auf veränderte Sehgewohnheiten" reports that Freenet TV is adjusting its offering to better align with changing consumer viewing behaviors. The piece explains that the provider has introduced a new option featuring a 6-month validity period for top-up cards, in addition to the existing monthly and 12-month choices. This strategic modification is designed to enhance customer orientation and improve product marketability at the point of sale. The article further details that the hardware product has been updated with the new hybrid TV stick, which now includes 3 months of Freenet TV at a competitive price, while maintaining the same margin as the longer-term variant. Additionally, telecomhandle.de highlights that Freenet TV has expanded its distribution channels by partnering with SVS to reach online platforms and selected specialized retailers, thereby responding to the evolving consumer demands in the TV market.
Heist.d reports on the current debate regarding smartphone bans in schools, presenting an in-depth interview with two experts, Silke Mueller, the head of Waldschule in Hatten, and Nico Kappi, a Berlin primary school teacher and active TikTok content creator. The article explains that some schools have implemented a rigid policy that prohibits smartphones even during breaks and other non-class times, while providing parent-financed tablets strictly for educational purposes. It is noted that although students initially complain about the lack of smartphone access, many of the older pupils eventually recognize that the ban has led to increased interpersonal communication and reduced digital distraction. Both experts agree that a simplistic ban on smartphones does not address the underlying issues. Rather than solely relying on prohibitions, there must be a focus on developing media literacy and digital competence among students and educators. The discussion further encompasses the challenges posed by social media algorithms, data protection concerns, and the broader societal need to balance technological advancement with the safeguarding of young people from harmful online content. Integrating references to the risks associated with AI and misleading filter bubbles, the interview highlights that current digital habits and economic pressures render the debate more complex than a mere ban can resolve. The conversation emphasizes that sustainable solutions require a combination of regulatory measures, technical safeguards, and pedagogical support in schools, ensuring a controlled as well as a responsible digital environment. In conclusion, the article from Heise.de calls for a holistic approach to digital transformation in education, where regulatory efforts, technological oversight, and enhanced media education work in tandem to prepare children and adolescents for a future where digital tools are an indispensable part of everyday life.
Handelsblatt.com berichtet, dass T-Mobile US, der zweitgrößte Mobilfunkanbieter in den USA, im zweiten Quartal mehr neue Vertragspartner gewann als von Analysten erwartet. Der Artikel stellt fest, dass das Unternehmen 830.000 neue Abonnenten dazugewinnen konnte, während Analysten einen Zuwachs von rund 700.000 prognostiziert hatten. Mit Premium-Angeboten und einem neu eingeführten Tarifmodell, das eine 5-jährige Preisgarantie umfasst, gelang es T-Mobile, den schleppenden Jahresauftakt auszugleichen und das Vertrauen der Kunden zurückzugewinnen. Ferner wird berichtet, dass der Serviceumsatz ohne Geräteverkäufe und Upgrades um 6% auf 17.4 Billion US Dollars anstieg und der Gewinn je Aktie um 14% auf 2 US Dollars 84 zulegte, was die Erwartungen übertraf. Abschließend thematisiert der Artikel den harten Wettbewerb unter den drei großen US-Telekommunikationsanbietern sowie den Strategiewechsel, der T-Mobile dazu veranlasst, die Prognose für das Gesamtjahr anzuheben und bis 2025 mit 6.1 to 6.4 Millionen zusätzlichen Verträgen zu rechnen.
The Telegraph berichtet, dass BT Patricia Cobian, die ehemalige Finanzchefin von Virgin Media O2, verpflichtet hat. Die Nachricht hebt hervor, dass Frau Cobian 50 nach 4 Jahren bei ihrem bisherigen Arbeitgeber und in verschiedenen Rollen, unter anderem bei O2 Telefonica, nun ihre neue Position bei BT antreten wird. Der Artikel von The Telegraph erläutert, dass Cobian, die als Spanierin hervorragende Erfahrungen gesammelt hat, ihre Karriere als Finanzexpertin in einem Umfeld aufbaute, das ehemals dem staatlichen Telekommunikationsmonopol Spaniens zugeordnet war. Zudem wird berichtet, dass ihr Wechsel zu BT in einem Kontext erfolgte, in dem BT große finanzielle Herausforderungen zu bewältigen hat und erhebliche Investitionen, unter anderem im Rahmen der Umstellung auf Glasfaser, tätig werden muss. Abschließend wird in dem Artikel von The Telegraph darauf hingewiesen, dass der Abgang von Cobian Virgin Media O2 vor anspruchsvolle Zeiten stellt, da das Unternehmen vor finanziellen Schwierigkeiten und strategischen Überlegungen steht, insbesondere im Hinblick auf eine mögliche Übernahme von Liberty Global.
In the field of technology and innovation, the article from Heise.de reports that Alphabet has significantly surpassed expectations by recording higher revenues and profits across its various business divisions. The report explains that Alphabet has increased its investment in artificial intelligence by an additional $10 billion US dollars for this year, reflecting a response to strong demand for its cloud products and services. The article details that this substantial rise in AI spending is aligned with impressive double-digit growth in key areas such as the Google Cloud division, which notably expanded its revenue by almost 32% year-on-year. It is emphasized that the higher investments are anticipated not only to enhance Alphabet's competitive position through advanced server capabilities, but also to attract the best talent in the industry as the company competes fiercely in the AI sector. Moreover, the report underlines that while Alphabet's flagship search engine and YouTube continue to generate significant revenue, ongoing investments in infrastructure and technology signal a commitment to sustaining growth levels well into the future.
That was the current overview of the key topics for Telefonica, O2. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.